It's a privilege to be here with you again. I was 2 years ago, I think. Anybody remember? No? I know Reyes remember that very well. Yeah, we praise God because He's using us wherever we go. And it's a privilege for us, actually, to as a tool between God's hand, and He's using us. Yes, maybe Pastor Brent doesn't know how we do two works, but God knows. And God help us to do that. We are not heroes, that's heroes to say we are doing something special and something unique. No, God is using you, whatever you want, to be available for His hand, so He can use you in a very multiple ways, actually. God's good. God's good. So let's read some verses from Gospel Luke, chapter 8. I prepared many things to say, but I hope I can cover 30 minutes. Gospel Luke, chapter 8, verse 43. And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years. And through she had spent all her living on physicians, she could not be healed by anyone. She came up behind him, behind Jesus, and touched the fringe of his garment. And immediately, her discharge of blood ceased. And Jesus said, "Who was it that touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowd surrounds you and are passing in on you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me for the perceive that power has gone out from me." And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling, and falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." This word of God talks about story, I think. You heard it many times, but God put something in my heart to say, there is a special thing for those who are believe in Jesus. If you are believe in Jesus, and you are a child of God, son of God, daughter of God, actually have to think about why I am, from time to time, be a weak, haggard. And some people, they look to me and see, I am not that strong. Even I am a believer, I'm a Christian. My father is God himself. And from time to time, I feel like I am weak. Maybe people from outside see you. From outside, you are a hero. But sometimes, a lot of times, from inside, you are bleeding. Maybe injured from inside, you have something else different than anybody else. Why? In 2 Samuel, there is a verse that's very important. Maybe it doesn't talk about especially the case what I'm talking about, but it's a verse. It says, "Why you are king's son? And you are haggard. You are weak. Your father is the king of the kingdom. And you are weak. Morning to morning. Morning to morning. Every morning you seem like you are weak. Why? There is a reason for that? Yes. Yes. Before that, actually, when we start to see Gospel Luke is very unique one in the Gospel, or in the old Holy Bible. Why? Luke, you know, Luke is a doctor, and he mentioned that kind of miracles very clearly to us, because he was a doctor. And another thing, he is one from Gentiles. The only one wrote a gospel in the book is a Gentiles, is Luke. So he knows exactly what we are facing. And he mentioned many things in this story just to remind us how that lady had the faith in front of everybody to touch the robe of Jesus. Just touch it, and that's it. That's the faith she had. Think about why you are weak, or why sometimes we seem like a weak people. First of all, actually, when we think about that, we think about a reason for it, which is sometimes we have a sin. Maybe we didn't confess it. We start to hide it, to say, okay, nobody knows about it, and walk, come and back, go to church, celebrate with people here, sing spiritual songs, and hear the gospel and return back. But still something here controlling in you inside to feel like you are weak. You don't have that faith enough to do many work, ministry, or to visit some people and to pray and feel like you are so happy because God fills you with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because there is a sin inside. You know, there is a verse that says, if you hidden a sin, God cannot hear you. Right? If you have something inside and you didn't confess about it, God will not hear you until you say, Jesus, forgive me. I did this wrong. This is a mistake. Please forgive me. And this is true. This is true. You remember when the old people of Israel, when they were in Sinai, in Egypt, they flew from Pharaoh, and after they crossed the sea, they were in desert. And they started to talk against Moses and against his God. They talked. You know what he said? God said to them, or said to Moses, I will punish these people. And he said, venomous snakes on the ground. And the Bible said, when this kind of snakes just bit or bite that man or that woman, immediately they die. People shouted on Moses, please, we have mercy on us. Ask God, forgive us. We did a mistake. We won't survive. It's wrong. It was wrong. Please, confess. And God told Moses, yes. Make snake from bronze. I put it in high, in mountain Nebo, if you visit Jordan. In that place, everyone will look up to that snake, the bronze snake. Immediately he will not healed. If you read the gospel, read the Bible, not healed. He will live, or he will live. Immediately. Because completely he died after the snake bit him. Immediately he died. But when you look by faith to that snake, the bronze one, something used to change in his body. People of God, This is the same thing. Jesus mentioned that in Gospel John. Anyone will look to cross, to look the Christ on the cross, have that faith, will be survived again, will be life. He will live. Because for the Bible, if you do a sin, you have to die. And if you look to the cross, to Christ on the cross, and believe what he did for you, that death, instead of every one of us, if you believe that, we'll be alive. That's something very important. When we look at ourselves, maybe we have a small sin, not that big, or that far from God. A bit thin, a bit thin. To think about it, to be far from the gospel. Try to read and there is no joy. You don't feel joy. Come to the church, there is no joy at all. Why? Because there is a sin. You have to confess. Come to Christ. Christ will be here to forgive you and return to your life again the joy. And joy will fill your heart again. Something else actually maybe will take that off from you. Take that joy, that faith. If anybody harm you, you will feel like injured from inside. We have a lot of people in Syria, they have that kind of injured. They injured from relatives. They injured from people they didn't accept them in their homes. Something like that. They injured. They have that harm in their heart. They come to the church sometimes, stay back, no joy at all. They feel like weak. Why? Because they didn't confess about that. They don't come to Christ and say, please God, revive my heart, revive my life again. That lady, you can say she was bleeding, 12 years. She spent all of her living for the physicians and for no reason, for no results. She didn't heal. Think about if you have something here, I want to just go and ask some people, please help me. I want to heal from that kind of harm, from people, from myself sometimes, from God sometimes. A lot of people prayed for something and they didn't receive it, so started to say, why? Why I didn't take that from God? They feel like injured from inside. If you come to him again, come to the Lord. He is the only one can heal. He is the only one can give you that survive again. That lady told herself, if I touch just his robe, I will be healed. That faith, God liked to see that in front of, between everybody in the church, between the believers. The faith, trusting God, as much as he loves us, we love him. She came and touched the robe. If you think about what faith I can have in front of circumstances like Syria, people be killed, people far from resources, everybody is in need, even they are working day and night, still they are in need because of inflation. How can we see people, they live like that and they have that faith? I tell you, even the children have faith. if there is an opportunity to give you some pictures about the children, and we do a conference for young people, 15, 16 years old. They gather and pray. And they trust God. God, stop the war. We are suffering from the war. I believe the war in Damascus stopped at all, completely, because of the children. Because they have that pure faith. They trust God 100%. All the elders, they pray. And all the churches, they are praying. But I believe the kind of faith is different. When the child prays, it's different than the elder prays. God wants that kind of faith, faith of children. When you trust Him in many things, the majority or the large thing or the small thing, whatever it is, if you trust Him, He will give you the results, good results. But you have to know also, not all the time He has to say yes to you. Sometimes He say no, because it's not good for you. That's why sometimes we don't understand. God, I prayed a lot. I didn't receive the results. I prayed to take that lady as a wife, or I pray for that work to have it, or I pray to have that kind of future, but nothing happened. Why? Because it's not good for you. He knows better than us. He knows the future for us. The thing is, faith. What kind of faith you have? When that lady came to Christ, and everybody around him, surrounded him, touched him for sure, even they push him sometimes, but Jesus said, there is one touched me. It's another kind of touch. Another kind. Touch of somebody took a power from Christ. When he came to Christ and prayed to have that power from him before he leaves. For sure, Jesus will know that man or that woman. There was somebody touched me. Why? Because a power went out from me. A power. Let me ask you, when you come to Christ and pray with him, pray to him, did you realize or did you feel like you took a power after you finished? Does Christ can say, oh, I was with somebody here, he was praying, and he took some power from me? When I see a family completely suffering, the father is traumatized because of the war. He lost everything. His wife is struggling between work. She can't work because she has to take care of him. He completely doesn't move at all now. He's at home. And his children, they have two children. They are in school. They come to church sometimes. But the thing is, when I ask that lady, how the husband is, she used to say, we thank the Lord. We still survive. We praise God. Even they don't have any resources to live. Any resource to live. But still, when I ask her, she used to say, we thank God because we are survive. We thank God because we are children of Him. We thank God because we're still here. We thank God, we thank God. That faith God wants to see. That lady, 12 years. But you know, when that lady touched the rope, the ridge of it, immediately the bleeding of God stopped. In Mark, it's very clear to say the spring, in Arabic it says, the spring of blood stopped. That much she was injured from inside. There is two verses I want to mention that to you today. In 1 Corinthians 18, there is a verse that says, you know what? The word cross, for the word of the cross is fully to those who are preaching, but to us who are being saved, it's the power of God. It's the power of God. The word of cross. What does it mean to you? As Paul said, it's the power of God. Cross in your mind is the power of God. You can speak about the cross of God day and night. Yes, we can do that. This is the power. When you speak about Christ and his crucifixion and the cross, what he paid for us, for everybody, you feel with the power of that cross. You can share that publicly, everywhere, day and night, with that power when you talk about what Jesus did for us on the cross. But you know, sometimes we don't have that power. Why? Because we don't know exactly the power of the cross. Another verse, it says, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First, the Jew, and then the Gentiles. What kind of power we have here? Salvation message. When you share the gospel with many people, maybe they are knowing a little bit about Christ, and when you explain and explain and explain for a while, you see that people in front of everybody would say, I believe in him. I believe in him. How can I accept him? How can I be saved? This is the power of the message, the power of the gospel. To go in many places, some people didn't hear about Christ at all, at all. And you, when you share the gospel with these people, to see in front of your eyes the power of salvation, the power of cross, the power of the Holy Spirit touch these people. That by faith. When you trust God, to ask God for fulfillment, or for to be filled with the Holy Spirit, trust me, God will fill you immediately because this is his promise. Fill with your Holy Spirit. And when you share the gospel with anybody, he will take that immediately. Accept Christ immediately. Sometimes we don't think about how can God change this kind of hearts. They are so difficult to change, but this is the power of God. This is the power of the Holy Spirit. So trust God. Be the one who have that faith. Share the gospel with everybody and you will see the results. Let me share with you something else. When we started the church and we start to evangelize, I don't remember if I shared that with you before or not. When we started a church, it was four people. And the elder of one of these four told me, how can you fill the church? We have empty church. For 40 years without a pastor, most of the people or else died or left the country or left the church. And when I started this church, start by faith. And I told that elder, let me share this with you. We will share the gospel and bring the people inside the church. And let these people grow up in Christ. And let's trust God will continue to improve the church and increase the church. In the beginning, that elder has, I hope so, I hope so. But we work it hard. We start to share the gospel by faith. We started to evangelize day after night, and then people start to accept Christ, come to the church. Those who came to Christ, we trained them, we discipled them as groups at homes. After a while, the church became 120 people before the war started. I remember one day, that elder and his wife came and they cried. And they said, for the first time in our life, to see the church occupied, 120 in that time, 2010. Now we have more than 1,000 people in the church. More than 1,000 people. You know what? Not because of us. Because this is God's work. And this is the power of the Holy Spirit. And the power of salvation message. To bring these people to His kingdom. And these people grow up in Christ. Think about that. You have here the opportunity to share the gospel with a lot of people. You don't have the obstacles we have. You don't have that kind of challenges we have. I think it's better here to share the gospel with everybody. There you have to think. To share it or not. And how? How you can start? You start with this kind of subject? Or just speak with that man about the work, and then maybe if he opened the gospel, the message, then you can continue, or what? Or what? When you trust God, God will give you wisdom. How to share the gospel with these people? I want to tell you that the faith is very important for us. Step by step, we can't forward. Other step, can't go forward until we have that faith. By faith, you can change the life. By faith, you can move the mountains. Do you believe that? Do you believe by faith we can move mountains? One day, I went to a guy. He's very, very powerful in his position. And I shared with him, I want to do that kind of ministry. I hope I can say everything, but I'm trying to. Anyway, so he said, it's okay, no problem, go and share. But under one condition. I said, what? He said, look, be careful about this and this and this and this. I said, okay, it means I will not share anything. I have to be careful about everything. It means I can't share it after that. So we changed the situation, we changed the way to do the ministry. And let me say, after we changed that, God gave you a wisdom to change, to speak, and a lot of people come to Christ. Day after day, when you think about how can God use you, if you don't have faith, there is no result. But with faith, you can move the mountains, the mountains. Recently, ISIS went to the south and killed more than 400 people in south. More than 400 people. They damaged a lot of houses and kidnapped 45 women, ladies, young and old. We stopped like that. We praised God because the bombing stopped in Syria, and for a sudden something like that happened. So we surprised, actually. The only way we can help, just to visit those who lost their people or lost their relatives or some people in the family, we start to visit door after door. Visit 400 families to say sorry for what happened. In that area, even the ladies start to carry guns to protect themselves. And the government stopped. They didn't do anything. Because in the beginning of the war, this city completely refused to be part of the war. Said, we don't care about the war, we'll not fight, and that's it. They are not Christian, but they don't want to fight. That's why ISIS revenged and attacked this city. We visited these people, and let me say that many of these people come to Christ because of the feeling we have, the visiting we did. We used to distribute food for those who are in need by GAIN. Praise God for GAIN. And praise God for you because you support GAIN. But the thing is, you have that heart toward these people. We believe if we started, God will continue. If we start to say, no, I will not go, I have that fear, nothing will happen. Sometimes the mountain is very high. If you don't start, you will not reach the top. But you have to start bit by bit. Why you are weak, even you are a child of God? Why? Because something in your heart lets you feel that? Why? Because you don't have that faith? Because you have harm feeling? That's why you are not strength. Your strength is not appear. Think about who is your father? Who is God? Ask yourself this question and you can just finish that. Jesus, we were singing about Jesus. Who is Jesus? He's the Savior. He's the Lord. He died for us. Everyone will bow and confess the name of Jesus have to be above all. This is your Jesus. You're proud of him? You're proud of him? You're proud of this name? Or when you gather with some people and people say, you are a Christian? Yes. Yes. You want to say yes, you want to say no. No. In front of everybody, even those who are not believing God, you have to be proud. Who is your father? Our Father is God himself, Almighty God. He does everything, and he can do everything. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share who you are. You are Almighty God. You are the one who can do anything. And we pray we can discover that day after day. Yes, Lord, sometimes we look as weak people, but we know when we come to you, you will revive our lives again. Be strong with the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the cross, the power of salvation message. I pray for the church, for all the servants here. We pray for people that you will give them wisdom to be witnesses in everywhere you were, everywhere you go. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.